This is your commercial-free news source for the classroom. Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. First up this Monday, President Obama headed overseas last night on a week-long trip. His first stop in Amsterdam, the capital of Netherlands. He'll attend a summit on nuclear security there and touch base with a group of leaders from Asia before he travels to that region next month. Then he's on his way to Brussels, the capital of Belgium. He has a speech scheduled there on Wednesday. A major focus of this trip will be the crisis in Ukraine. President Obama wants more sanctions against Russia for annexing Crimea, making that region part of Russia. But European leaders depend on Russia for some of their energy resources. They might be hard to convince. The president's also visiting Rome, Italy, and touring the Colosseum. He'll meet with Pope Francis, the leader of the Catholic Church. The president has praised the Pope for some of the topics he's addressed, but the Obama administration has clashed with the church on other issues. Last stop is Friday in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. Possible topics of discussion include everything from Iran's nuclear program to Syria's civil war. A lot of ground and serious subjects to cover.
Time for the shout-out. Whose flag is this? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it the flag of Scotland, Finland, Greece, or Guam? You've got 3 seconds. Go! This is the flag of Scotland, which is part of the United Kingdom. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Scotland has been part of the United Kingdom since the UK was created in 1707. But that might change in September. That's when Scottish voters will decide whether to remain part of the UK or to make Scotland independent once again. British Prime Minister David Cameron wants Scotland to stay as it is. He says this will give Scots security and strength as part of the UK. But the Scottish National Party, which supports independence, says a vote for it will mean a better and fairer life for Scots. The British government agreed to the vote, but the UK doesn't have a written constitution to guide this process. One other question. Would an independent Scotland still recognize Queen Elizabeth II as its queen? The monarchy is mostly ceremonial, of course, but it's popular. A second vote may be needed to determine that.
In 6 months, the people of Scotland will cast their votes on secession from the UK. If they vote for independence, Scots have been warned that they risk losing the pound as their currency. London could lose some control over oil and gas in the North Sea, but they might also have to say cheerio to something more symbolic, the beloved Union Jack. You see, the current flag, which hasn't changed in over 200 years, is a mix between England's cross of St. George, Scotland's cross of St. Andrew, and Ireland's cross of St. Patrick. If Scotland leaves the Union, would St. Andrew's cross get the boot? People sent ideas for alternatives to the UK's national flag charity and the Guardian aspirates to choose from 12 options. Should Britain incorporate the Welsh flag of St. David, slide the Welsh national flag into the corner? What about adding the Royal Coat of Arms to a modified Union Jack? The winner? This one. Well, the Brits are nothing if not traditional. Scotland's blue has simply been replaced with black, perhaps to mourn the loss of Scotland. Luckily, many say this won't be necessary. After all, what would happen to all the British overseas territories, and a few countries for that matter, that include the Union Jack in their national flags?
In a small town north of Seattle, Washington, a landslide struck on Saturday night. The region has gotten a lot of rain over the past month. Officials say the ground got so saturated that it just gave way. The governor of Washington State said he'd never seen devastation like it. About a square mile was affected. At least 3 people were killed, and several others are still missing. There are a couple challenges for rescuers here. One, getting to people who might be trapped behind or underneath mud that's like quicksand. Emergency officials say it's 15 feet deep in some places. 2, the ground is still highly unstable in some areas. There's still the threat of flooding, so rescuers can't search everywhere they need to. At least 6 houses were destroyed in this. Many more were damaged. China says its satellites might have located some debris from a missing Malaysia Airlines plane. Satellite images from Australia, from France, also indicate possible large objects. Search planes are continuously scouring parts of the Indian Ocean where floating objects were detected. But so far, nothing has been recovered. No sign of the aircraft, no sign of the 239 people aboard, more than 2 weeks after it vanished. There are two major search areas, over 23,000 square miles of ocean.